Hello, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Hi.
Hi, is this Markia?
Yes, this is she.
Okay, and are you calling to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing your claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm you have not signed any documents retaining an attorney regarding Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And who was affected by Depo Provera? Was it you or was it a family member?
It was me.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what were you diagnosed with after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I was diagnosed with meningioma.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. And where was
Thank
the men
you.
where was the meningioma located in your body?
My brain.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain?
Give me one moment. It was March 11th of 2023.
March 11, 2023. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
8/1/1998.
1998. Okay. And do you know anyone else who was affected by Depo Provera?
Yes, I do. I have family members that were.
Okay. At the end of this, I'll give you my desk number. Feel free to pass it along to anyone who may have been affected as well. And did you receive
Okay.
the Depo Provera pill or the Depo Provera shot?
It was a shot by P. Pfizer.
Okay. And did you use the name brand contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And the injectable that you used, was it called Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or generic Medo?
It was the Depo Provera injectable contraceptive by P. Pfizer.
Okay. Thank you. And how many years was Depo Provera used?
4 years.
4 years, okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and then did you use Depo Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present date of January 2025?
Yes, I started using it in February 2018 and stopped in May.
May of what year?
2022. Sorry.
That's okay, thank you. And for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Email.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled Markia. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then I have your last name spelled Yancey. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have an email address here for you. Is it kia.yancey@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone we're speaking on, I have it as 484-641-1412. Is this correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's a cell phone.
Okay. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
A good mailing address, the 3905 Terrence Bay Court, Apartment 6, Henrico, Virginia, 23233.
Two, three, two, three, three. Okay. And so it's 3905.
Yes.
Terrence.
Terrence, that's TERRENCE. And it's Bay, that's BAY Court. You can put CT.
Okay,
And
and
it's
then
apartment number 6.
apartment 6. Okay, and then the zip code is 23233.
Yes.
And then it's bringing up two different cities, Ridge as well as Short Pump. Are
Short
either
pump
correct?
is the right one.
Okay,
Yes.
Short Pump. Short Pump.
Do short pump,
Okay.
actually. That's more specific.
Okay, let me change that. Short Pump. Okay, thank you. And then was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
Yes, by a doctor. Well, I did it myself, but it was prescribed
Okay. And then
by Dr. Sarah.
how many times did you inject yourself with Depo Provera?
Once every 3 months.
Okay. So once every 3 months, that's about 4 times a year, and then you use Depo Provera for 4 years. So is it correct to just multiply 4 and 4 to get 16 times?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that prescribed you the Depo Provera?
Dr. Tara Glennon.
And then where did Dr. Tara Glennon practice out of?
It was family medicine in Henrico, Virginia. If you need the address, I have it too.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Okay, it's 3370 Pump Road, Henrico, Virginia, 23233.
Thank you. And Tara is Tara. Okay, Glennon, Glennon.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, thank you. And it's 3370 Pump Road.
Yes.
Okay. And then it's showing as that's the address for patient first. Primary and urgent care and short pump. Does that sound
Yes,
correct?
that's the right address.
Okay. Okay. And is it in Richmond, Virginia, or?
It should be Henrico.
Okay. Yeah, I see the same address, the same zip code. One says Richmond, Virginia, one says Henrico. Are they close? Are they?
It's the Henrico one. The
Okay.
Henrico one.
Okay. Road, Henrico, Virginia, 23233. Okay. And what the facility where the Depo Provera was prescribed out of, was that patient first? Or did you pick it up at a pharmacy?
I picked it up at a pharmacy.
Okay. What was the name of the pharmacy?
It was Walgreens, and I have the address. It's 1072 Ridgefield Parkway.
Okay. Is that in Richmond, Virginia?
Yes, that's in Richmond.
Okay, thank you. Walgreens. Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
It was an MRI. I got blood tests and a biopsy.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with a meningioma of the brain?
Give me one moment. Sorry.
Take your time.
His name was John Ward.
Okay, Ward. And where did Dr. Ward practice out of?
VCU Medical Center, the main hospital.
Okay, the main hospital. Okay, and is that on North 11th Street?
It's the address should be 1250 East Marshall Street. The VCU Medical Center is the main hospital.
Okay, yeah, I see 1250 East Marshall Street.
Yes.
Okay. And what was Dr. Ward's specialty?
Neurosurgery.
Okay, and did you ever have a previous cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And did you receive radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. What type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
Active monitoring, I did have brain surgery and steroids.
Steroids. Thank you. And did you have a different treating doctor besides your diagnosing doctor, or did John Ward treat you as well?
No, it was John Ward as well.
Okay. And was treatment done at VCU Medical Center, the main hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have a family history of meningiomas?
No.
Okay. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, for like 2 to 3 days and then outpatient.
Okay, 2 to 3 days. And roughly what dates were you hospitalized or when you first went to the hospital?
I want to maybe around December. I'm sorry, March. I'm sorry, March 17th of 2023.
Okay, March 17th, twenty
That's
twenty-three.
when I started the active monitoring.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have any medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, I don't have them with me right now, though.
That's okay. Would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yes, I'll be able to provide them if requested at a
Okay.
later time.
Thank you. And then do you also have access to your MyChart login?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay, but in general, do you have access to MyChart or no?
In general, yeah, I can open my chart.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Give me 1 second. All right, yes. Can I give you their name?
Yep, I'm ready.
Her name is Rudy.
Is that with a Y?
Rudi. It's
Rudi.
Rudi. Fields.
Okay, thank you.
And her phone number is 215-250-6143.
6143, thank you. Okay. And then for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
180-78-3203.
3203, thank you. And then what the first three? What was the first three again?
180.
Okay, 180-78-3203.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your email as kia.yancey@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and I have your first name spelled MARKIA. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I have that you were diagnosed with meningioma of the brain, March 11th, 2023. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your date of birth as 08/01/1998.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And then I have your mailing address as 3905 Terrence Bay Court in Short Pump, Virginia, 23233, apartment 6.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. You'll also see the retainer agreement. The attorneys work solely on contin sorry, sorry, excuse me. The attorneys work solely on contingency basis, which means you never pay them any money out of pocket. How they get paid is by achieving a settlement on your behalf. In the event of a settlement, it's a 60-40 split. The individual that's filing, you, for example, get 60%, the attorneys get 40%, and if they're unable to achieve any kind of settlement, you don't have to pay them any money for their time and their effort. There's no fees, and nothing comes out of your pocket ever, and it says that in these documents as well, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to get a text as well as an email. Let me know when you see that text message come through. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or need help accessing the documents.
I got the text.
Okay. Go ahead and open that up.
Okay. Thinking a long time. I signed it, it's just taking a long time to finish.
Okay, let's see. Okay,
Okay, it
yep,
just finished.
perfect. I just got that back. Let me open that up and make sure that it's populated. Perfect. Yep, your signature is right there. So the next step is you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm Ben Martin Law Group. They'll be giving you a call just to verify that it is okay to start the process. You do want to participate. They won't be able to start the process of requesting medical records until they hear from you. So just keep an eye out for their phone call. If you miss their call, that's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. I'm going to send you a text right now from my desk number. Feel free to pass that along to anyone who may be interested. I'll also include Ben Martin's phone number in there. So in case you don't hear from them within 2 weeks, feel free to reach out to them directly. It was a pleasure speaking to you, and I'm so sorry you had to go through all of this because of Depo Provera.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.